An Idaho law that went into effect this summer is limiting access for many transgender adults gender-affirming healthcare. NWPB's Rachel Sun spoke with one Moscow resident who's been affected.
Julia Kelleher had spent years helping other transgender people access gender-affirming healthcare before they started seeking it for themselves a few years ago. Kelleher, who is non-binary and uses she or they pronouns, worked at the University of Idaho for over a decade in the LGBTQA office. Kelleher often helped transgender students access resources through her work, she says. But until their 30s, they didn't realize medical transition could be an option for them. That all changed 4 years ago when they read an article about low-dosing or micro-dosing testosterone. Testosterone therapy falls under the umbrella of what's called gender-affirming healthcare, care that helps bring a person's body into closer alignment with their gender identity. Low doses of testosterone are sometimes used by non-binary people to achieve subtle masculinizing effects.
Well, and I was like, we could do that? I had no idea that you could take a lower dosage. I thought it was kind of like all or nothing.
That opened up new possibilities for Kelleher. At 37 years old, they started taking testosterone. Kelleher says the medication gave them a new sense of comfort in their body they hadn't felt since puberty.
It kind of felt like I was wearing too tight of shoes for a long time, and then I got a pair of shoes that actually fit me. And like I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize how bad my pair of shoes before this was.
2 years ago, they also got on a wait list for top surgery to masculinize their chest. It took time, but Kelleher finally got their surgery date for October. Everything would be covered, and Kelleher says they felt confident in their decision.
So I've had a lot of time to cool down in this thought process. It's been four years, and I'm not changing my mind.
Gender-affirming healthcare has been associated with a lowered risk of depression and suicide, and over 30 major medical organizations have stated support for gender-affirming care. Despite that, Idaho's legislature passed House Bill 668 this spring. The bill bans public funds used for gender-affirming care. Under the new law, hormones or gender-affirming surgery for transgender people are no longer covered by Medicaid or state insurance plans. Roughly 7,000 Idaho adults are estimated to be transgender, according to the Williams Institute at the University of California, Los Angeles. For Kelleher, the law meant a $10,000 procedure that had been covered just weeks before would suddenly require them to pay out of pocket. That's a cost she can't afford, Kelleher says, and she doesn't know when she'll be able to reschedule. A survey of transgender people across the country 2 years ago showed nearly half of respondents had thought about moving to another state because their state government considered or passed laws that target transgender individuals. 5% of respondents had moved at the time. Kelleher says laws targeting transgender people feel like political opportunism.
And then it helps our politicians look like they're productive when it's kind of a diversion away from other things that are more important.
Transgender people account for roughly 1% of the population, but their numbers are often overestimated by the public. Kelleher says they're now preparing to move to another state that will offer more healthcare access for them and security for their family.
A lot of people, too, get kind of upset when you talk about this idea of leaving a space if it's becoming inhospitable, but like, at the end of the day, you know, our family is the most important, and we want to live in a place where they can't take away something that's important to us just because it's a politicized thing.
Reporting in Moscow, Idaho, I'm Rachel Sun.